Tara, sitä on kiksuvaatit lunit, taruuna, uvuuna, miljoonira. Kuntiluttaa kullikkaan, kiersinä koneen itse, ulkosaa kone, tarra tupuklani. Akkumi.
Thank you.
They indicate that it's kind of a dangerous game because it has kills, you know, the bone from, you know, when it's going, and then when the string breaks, you know.
Mm-hmm. Fly off.
Yeah, it could fly off, and it would be nice to have one for show, but, you know, not to
play with.
Yeah. Kiri kuli. Kiri toho te kasta. Ima. Ise mi mata sinikinya.
Kasa gani. Ilu mamut te kasta. Kasa gani.
Kano. Kasa gani. Kasa gani. Kasa gani. Kasa they also have thin sticks like this. Kapi Louis Dumba? Sometimes they have a bunch of sticks about that long, you know, like pickup sticks. And then they have them in their hand and throw them up in the air and try to catch them on top of the hand. Say, Marci? Okay, there's two ways that they play pick-up sticks. And they figured that every home had a set of pick-up sticks. And the children would get in a circle. And one way that they played is the traditional way that you probably know. They'd let them go on the floor and then they'd pick them up, you know. And if they move one, you know, the next person would have a turn. Now, the other way that they did it is they'd fold a bunch of these sticks and then they throw them up and then try to catch them with the back of their hand. And then they'd pick the one. They got to pick the ones without moving the other, and if you pick one, then you could throw them again, and the one who has the most, of course, is the winner. But if you move one of them, and you're trying to remove it, then the next person has it, gets the chance.
You got to throw them first.
And this way too?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh. Mm-hmm. Okay. After you get them this way, then you throw them up again and try to catch them. Okay. Let's let just one person. Explain all the way through.
Kung yung minaw lang dito na, kung saan 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 na, kung saan
There are also other ways that they pray, where they try to grab them this way, and then they grab them with, in between here, and then end in here, all the way down here.
There's another one.
Backbone of tutu, and they go and
fast and you'll send you. You throw it up, you touch it on the sharp end.
You try to stick into the hole.
There's a game in the Cockabue area that they play. Even I did when we were growing up. The backbone of the sheep is still pretty big, you know. And the big clean them, you know, even clean, pick them clean, and then dry them. And then two people would play, have a row of them here, and use one of those backbones also for a shooter. And then you shoot and pick the other one you pick, and you go.
Doesn't impress you? You have to go for the grandkids to the store and pay $10-$20 for a toy. Here you have it on the beach for free.
Now we go over to the jetty. The mat $20 tonic, $15 tonic, and a still pair of easy. Jordan, you want my coat? He will let that in a tonic free mix.
I got a hundred and a few good jelly.
If you put a stick through that hole, then you can hit him with that hump, with that bone on the back of the neck.
And then if you still put it through another hole, yeah, the person next to you would have to stand up, and then you can hit him, spank him with that bone. I think after they hunt in the summer, we better get some of these bones and write down, you know. In the summertime, they put up three sticks and they do some baleen or thin wood.
Yeah.
If you didn't have baleen, then you put use a rock to shoot those three sticks. He said some of them were pretty good shots. That's what they play with in the summertime. There's a string and a piece of wood over across this way tied to a piece of stick, and then they'd go up and down like this and make the
string go
round and
round.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Ingenious. He's talking about a game that the young girls played with ice made in the shape of a ball of ice, and then they'd this was a girls' game, and the boys didn't play with it, but the boys chased the girls. and Lena was also talking about pretty much the same game, except their ball was made of caribou skin, with caribou hair in it.
Ich habe mich nicht mehr so gut gemacht.
at nogalurammik at itilurammik mamutisutnugu puugtugu kaalugu taana killeyaknugu aktaalitnugu.
He's talking about making a ball. The core being grass, bomb tight, and then using some old net that they had to make it even tighter and harder. And then you covered that with an old party and sewed the party together, and there you had a bomb ball.
And the teacher is out of shop, so you shoot him.
Tak nak ikut tujuan sama, ikut nak tujuan apa kita? Ikut nak usaha apa? Tapi kalau ambil lap tu nak, tak nak Thank you.
Wolf roarer?
Yeah, Bessie, what's the word for a wolf roarer?
A barrel, I think, we just call it something like in the top or in the south. In the south, which is really not a good power here, and it is. And I got a half dozen. In the south, I think it is.
Made of what?
Made out of a flat stick, but shaped into a bolt-like thing with a narrow on both sides, but not on. On the side,
mm-hmm.
And of course with a hole on one end, and you put your spring between it one and a handle on the other end, and you make it go around and and it makes so much noise in it that I've heard people say, when you go out in the field where there are no people around, no dogs around, and so having that a wolf. And they get close to you, you can't get close to you. So you start using that thing, as long as that thing is making noise. That will say that it's your smell. And that's very good.
In
a little town, I think, in a little town or in a little shop. I'm finding that's what they call that.
In a little town.
All right, that's it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, did they have them in this area? I've seen them in Barrow, all right.
Okay, start with me, Daffy. Can you see that Mr. Congress Park? Can you see that? Made of wood?
Bone?
Flat wood, but not on all sides.
Mine are bone and bainly.
Oh, was it bone?
I've got one of bone and
kind of bonely.
There is
it. Kind of bone?
I suppose it's like bone.
Shoulder blade?
Mm-hmm. Or caribou rib? Could be caribou rib.
Okay. Forming a rock image is so to me, it's not a tonum. To follow, not let him make a little mix or cut up. A bland rock, stone rock like me. And for the car bay in the next one. So cut coming the rock. The pick on a rock, a lot of a honey, not it. The more nothing, he has died on it now, it's been up running. He has put him up running to me. He your own at the moment. It's not the need rock. Ooh, no running. Been your nothing. If you saw dog running, I'm up on it. He's keeping me rock of an attack on it down that. He made the rope running down that. If you saw dog running, anything. I'm not coming. This is terrible. Maybe it's not Mr. Congress Park.
Evidently, there are several types of these wolf roars. one of them said they take their belt off and tie their mitten to it, and it served the same purpose. And then one said a certain type of grass, a willow tree, served the same purpose also.
Well, now, was this a toy?
No, these were used to scare the wolves away, but
Canada, a game where kids, three or four or five of them, made a circle, and one had a piece of fur and was it, and the wolf, he was the wolf, and the wolf would run after the tuk-tuk, and the kids would try to dodge him, and when he caught one of them, then they were it, and they had to go and chase somebody else, but they did it with wolf
and
tuk-tuk.
Inside of a circle?
Inside of a circle, sort of like,
Like that.
Yeah. Well, it was apparently a native game. Mm. That was Wolf and Tuk Tuk.
Mm. It was Wolf up on a new town of Germany. It is that particular not table staff thing. The Canadian had cut me a daughter, the town that Amarung or honey. If you only time that to do more honey, then my thing, Tabruma, I must come down that to do me, Tigo Naklu, and you pay little fatness in it, money, to talk on the spot, you must talk on the spot. Did they have that kind of game? The Brazan Mandamanak of the Sot, they must not so want a Mandamanak.
Mm-hmm.
Lalu kata matutuk ya na ipuk tam na tu tutune tutune ilakan ngalu flu. Okey tutu na uma idia na pana luar ya. Lalu saya masuk. Lalu kata orang mesti laki lu dia na. Apa pun waktu kata kau ini buktar.
Are you familiar with Manamana? There's a circle here for this group. Are and another circle over there where another group of children are. And on either side there's a small circle that we call jail. And opposite it is another one on this side. Now the object of the game is for these people over here to run around this circle without being caught by this opposing group. But if somebody tags them out there while they're running, then they're in jail. And then they can't get out of there until somebody from their side comes over into the jail and tags them without being tagged themselves. And across there, there's in their spring camp, there's a place where they always played Manamana. And to this day, the path where they ran is down, you know,
the
worn up. They also had the jumping board at the same place. They had the jumping board. They said they'd jump them high too, you know. And then, you know, in the camps down there, there are several camps. You know, not all of them are in the same place. And when this group of people over here think that this group of people over here have had the jumping board long enough, then they come and get it. And then the fight ensues. This group trying to retain it, and this group trying to take it away. And so they really fight over it. But she said, but I don't think they got as far as pulling hair.
She said she hasn't heard of pulling hair.
I wonder if it's a form of tug of war, you know?
That's what I was thinking. They do tug of war on the 4th of July celebration.
Mm-hmm.
wonder if that was something they did aboriginally.
Watching, what if the lot with the key were running up to Namik piece of hooting? She said that there'd be two sides, you know, and then trying to change the other one. How did they play it?